From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Afghan leaders promise reforms and seek aid in exchange in Washington talks. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah held talks Monday with top U.S. officials at the presidential retreat in Camp David, Maryland, north of Washington. On the way forward, more than 2 months after the U.S.-led NATO combat mission ended, Mr. Ghani spoke with reporters.
Partnership with the United States is foundational for the government of national unity, and we are delighted to have the opportunity to discuss a changing context and to be able to affirm a partnership that is based on values, respect for democratic process, electoral reforms, comprehensive reforms of the economy, governance, and related issues.
In exchange for reforms by Kabul, the Obama administration is going to seek additional funding from Congress to maintain Afghan security forces at the level of 352,000 through at least fiscal 2017 to ensure security gains are maintained. The medical charity group Doctors Without Borders has criticized the global response to the epidemic Ebola, which has killed more than 10,000, mostly in the three West African countries of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea over the past year. The World Health Organization proclaimed the outbreak an international emergency in August. Christopher Stokes is Doctors Without Borders' general director.
This was clearly an international epidemic, and it's really a shame that somehow WHO and the international community only woke up when Westerners were infected and had to be medevac to Texas or to Spain.
The WHO Monday denied politics swayed their decision-making and defended its strong operational response last year. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has warned Arab states would take necessary measures against Yemen's Houthi rebels if a peaceful solution cannot be found to end their fight against the government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. Meanwhile, Yemen's foreign minister, Raed Yassin, has called on Gulf countries to intervene militarily against the Shia Houthi rebels, who seized the capital Sana'a in September and are now advancing south toward Mr. Hadi's base in Aden. The Houthis Sunday captured the city of Taiz, about 180 kilometers northwest of Aden. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Sunday, the U.S. ambassador, Samantha Power, urged all rival parties to return to U.N.-mediated peace talks. The U.N. special envoy for Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, warned the council events are pushing the country to the edge of civil war. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi will visit Washington next month to discuss the ongoing fight against Islamic State militants. The April 14 meeting will be Mr. al-Abadi's first state visit to the U.S. since becoming prime minister in August. The U.S. is leading an international coalition of countries in an air campaign against IS fighters in Iraq and Syria. President Obama, in a video released Monday, called for free and fair elections in Nigeria, scheduled for Saturday, and for Nigerians to reject the violence that has marred the country's previous polls.
So I call on all leaders and candidates to make it clear to their supporters that violence has no place in democratic elections, and that they will not incite, support, or engage in any kind of violence before, during, or after the votes are counted.
Mr. Obama said successful elections are key to stopping insurgent groups Boko Haram and allowing more than a million displaced Nigerians to return home. President Goodluck Jonathan faces a tough re-election battle against his main rival, former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and German Chancellor Angela Merkel held talks Monday in Berlin aimed at bridging a sharp difference over Greece's tenuous economic future. Mr. Tsipras seeking short-term financial aid from the European Union to service the country's $270 billion debt to European creditors in the coming months and to keep Athens from falling out of the 19-member Eurozone. The creditors are demanding tough spending cuts and reforms in exchange for more bailout funds. A warning that African elephants in the wild could be extinct in a matter of decades was issued Monday at a conservation meeting in Botswana. A report by the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species said poaching rates in areas being monitored still exceed the natural birth rate. Poaching is believed to be driven by a rising demand for ivory in Asia. It's estimated the elephant population in the wild has dropped from 550,000 to 200 in 2006 to some 470,000 in 2013 in Africa, with East Africa the hardest hit. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.